Hi. Welcome to the fifth part of BI Interview Questions and Answers. This podcast will help you brush up your knowledge on basic and advanced BI concepts and increase your chances of succeeding in a BI interview. Question 81. What are the elements of BPMN Gateway? Answer. The five important elements of BPMN are connecting objects, flow objects, swim lanes, artifacts, data. Question 82. What is FMEA? Answer. FMEA stands for Failure Mode and Effects Analysis. It is a systematic and proactive approach used in various industries, especially engineering, manufacturing, and product development, to identify potential failure modes in a process or product and assess their potential effects. The primary goal of FMEA is to prevent or mitigate failures before they occur, thereby improving the overall reliability and safety of the system. Question 83. What is Kano analysis? Answer. Kano analysis is a technique used in product development and customer satisfaction research to prioritize and categorize customer requirements and preferences. Question 84. What are the main areas in a Kano analysis? Answer. Kano analysis is based on the premise that customer preferences for different features are not uniform and can be categorized into five types: basic needs, must-have. Performance needs, one-dimensional. Excitement needs, indifferent needs, reverse needs. Question 85. What is a pair choice technique? Answer. A pair choice technique, also known as a pair comparison method or paired comparison analysis, is a decision-making or preference assessment tool used to compare and rank multiple items or options. Question 86. What is the difference between pool and swim lane? Answer. A pool represents a high-level participant or major actor in a process, while swim lanes are used within the pool to organize and show the responsibilities of different participants or roles. Pools define the overall process scope, and swim lanes provide a clear way to visualize the distribution of tasks and responsibilities within the process. These concepts are commonly used in tools like Business Process Model and Notation, BPMN, to create visual representations of business processes, making them easier to understand and communicate. Question 87. What is SIPOC diagram? Answer. SIPOC stands for Suppliers, Inputs, Process, Outputs, and Customers. It is a tool used in process improvement and business analysis, particularly in the context of Six Sigma and Lean methodologies. Question 88. Explain what is a data collection plan. Answer. A data collection plan is a structured document or framework that outlines the process and methodology for gathering data in a research study, project, or any data-driven endeavor. It is an essential component of data management and ensures that data is collected in a systematic, organized, and consistent manner. The plan serves as a roadmap that helps researchers or data analysts understand and define data sources, data collection techniques, data variables, etc. Question 89. What is MSA? Answer. MSA stands for Multiple System Atrophy. It is a rare neurodegenerative disorder that affects the autonomic nervous system, responsible for involuntary functions and movement. MSA is characterized by a progressive decline in motor function, similar to Parkinson's disease, but with additional features related to autonomic dysfunction. Question 90. What is a misuse case? Answer. A misuse case is a type of risk analysis technique used in software engineering and system design. It is closely related to use cases but focuses on identifying potential security vulnerabilities and potential threats that could compromise the security of a system or software. Question 91. What do you understand by requirement prioritization? Answer. Requirement prioritization is a critical process that involves the systematic evaluation and ranking of different requirements or features of a project based on their importance, urgency, and impact on achieving project goals. The primary goal of requirement prioritization is to determine which features or tasks should be addressed first and which can be addressed later. Question 92. What is the requirement elicitation technique? Answer. Rephrased requirement elicitation refers to the process of collecting requirements from stakeholders, users, and customers using various methods such as meetings, questionnaires, interviews, brainstorming, and prototyping sessions. It is considered a highly challenging and error-prone communication approach, but its success relies on establishing an effective partnership between customers and developers. Question 93. What is BA? Define its function. Answer. BA, or Business Application Support, refers to the activities and services provided to ensure the smooth functioning, maintenance, and enhancement of various software applications used within an organization to support its business processes. This support is crucial for ensuring that the applications work effectively, remain secure, and meet the evolving needs of the business. The primary functions of business application support include troubleshooting and issue resolution, performance monitoring, security management, database management, continuous improvement. Question 94. What is a conditional format? Answer. Conditional formatting is a feature that allows users to format data in reports or visualizations based on specific conditions or rules. It helps highlight important information and patterns in the data, making it easier to interpret and understand. Question 95. What is guided navigation? Answer. Guided navigation refers to a feature or capability within BI tools that assists users in exploring and analyzing data effectively. It provides a more user-friendly and intuitive way to interact with complex datasets, allowing users to make data-driven decisions easily. Question 96. What are the key components of guided navigation? Answer. Guided navigation typically involves the following components. 1. Visual interface. BI tools with guided navigation offer a user-friendly visual interface, often with drag-and-drop functionality, that allows users to interact with data through graphs, charts, and other visualizations. 2. Filters and drill downs. Users can apply filters to narrow down the data they want to analyze, focusing on specific dimensions or measures. They can also drill down into specific data points to get a more detailed view. 3. Recommended actions. Guided navigation often suggests relevant actions or insights based on the data being analyzed. This can include recommending specific visualizations, highlighting important trends, or suggesting relevant next steps for analysis. 4. Natural Language Processing, NLP. Some BI tools integrate NLP capabilities, allowing users to interact with data using natural language queries. Users can ask questions about the data, and the system will understand and provide relevant results. 5. Contextual Help and Tutorials. BI tools with guided navigation may offer contextual help and tutorials to assist users in understanding how to use the features effectively and get the most out of the tool. 6. Data Storytelling. Guided navigation can help users create data-driven stories by providing pre-built templates or guides that assist in presenting data insights in a coherent and meaningful way. Question 97. What is M language? Answer. M language refers to a scripting language utilized in Power Query, which is a data transformation and data preparation tool integrated into various Microsoft products like Power BI, Excel, and others. Specifically designed for data connectivity, transformation, and data mashup, the M language plays a pivotal role in the Power Query process. With the M language, you can define a series of steps and operations that convert raw data from diverse sources into a refined, organized, and ready-to-analyze format. The language boasts an extensive array of functions and capabilities, enabling seamless data manipulation tasks such as filtering, merging, grouping, pivoting, and more. Question 98. What are the most important components of SSAS? Answer. The most important components of SSAS are as follows. Data source, cube, dimensions, measures, hierarchies, partitions, KPIs, dot, actions. Question 99. What is SSBI, Self-Service Business Intelligence? Answer. Self-Service Business Intelligence, SSBI, refers to a set of tools, technologies, and processes that enable business users to access and analyze data on their own without the need for extensive technical skills or assistance from IT professionals. It empowers non-technical users to create reports, dashboards, and perform data analysis to gain insights and make informed decisions. Question 100. What are the major components of Power BI? Answer. The major components of Power BI include Power BI Desktop, Power BI Service, Power Query, Power View, Power Map, Power BI Mobile App, Power BI Report Server. Thank you for listening to our podcast.